This is KUT. The music portion of South by Southwest starts today. You'll probably see the crowds forming at music venues across the city. This year's festival is happening against a backdrop of a renewed conversation about sexual harassment and assault. KUT's Audrey McGlinchey reports on how music festival spaces can lead to assault and what some groups are doing about it.
I met Liliana Diaz and her friend Rebecca Prager at a South By party hosted by a dating app.
I downloaded Bumble, I downloaded Tinder for a little bit, but Tinder tends to get a bad rap just for being...
We talked about dating, but then I asked about music festivals. Both in their early 20s, the friends told me how they stay safe in large crowds, especially when drugs and alcohol are involved. Here's Diaz.
I think we do a pretty good job of keeping up with each other. Like, who's she talking to? Who is that? Did we just meet him? And I think even from last night, just having a good set of girlfriends, like, hey, do you know him? Do we not know him?
In other words, the buddy system. For women at these events, the stakes can often be high. It's hard to find statistics on whether sexual assault is more likely to happen at music festivals. But a 2013 study done of sexual assault cases at a hospital in Canada found that 25% of those reporting sexual violence were at a large gathering, like a festival, when it happened. Last year, a Swedish music festival was canceled after it had more than 24 reports of alleged rape and sexual assault. Kelly Oliver is a professor at Vanderbilt University. She says it makes sense.
They're large groups, the use of drugs and alcohol, the anonymity, the opportunity.
Oliver wrote a book about sexual assault on college campuses. She says another reason people may experience more violence at music festivals is because of how society views women's bodies, especially when women are dancing.
When some young men see women enjoying themselves, maybe wearing a skirt or dancing, they think that that's an invitation and that they can do whatever they want. And I also think that when women are expressing their joy in their own embodiment, that some men feel that they're entitled to that joy, that it belongs to them.
All of this has led some people to ask for change.
Hi, my name is Stephanie Lomatsky, and I am the project manager for Project Soundcheck.
Project Soundcheck started in 2015 in Ottawa, where Lomatsky lives. She and others train festival staff on how to intervene if they see assault happening. She says she's seeing more organizers take it upon themselves to make festivals safer.
We protect around, you know, stages falling, but we don't always protect and consider the importance of people's bodies.
As for South by Southwest, organizers did not respond to an email asking what they do to decrease the likelihood of sexual assault. Audrey McGlinchey, KUT News.